This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to the International Energy Agency, 3.1% of all commercial trucks sold in the United States last year were electric, a small but growing number, and California is driving some of that growth. This spring, the Air Resources Board out here adopted a new requirement that companies with 50 trucks or more have to start transitioning to electric vehicles. Those companies do at least 12 years to get there, but some companies are already going down that EV road. Aaron Stone from LAist took a ride in an electric semi.
So we always do the drive first.
Edwin Buenrostro moves at a fast pace, using metal hooks to move an 8-foot stack of boxes.
I'm probably going to push this one.
To keep food fresh, the truck needs to stay running at every stop along Buenrostro's 14-hour shift. He does 11 to 16 stops per day to Starbucks across the city of Fontana. Buenrostro is one of the first drivers behind the wheel of an electric Volvo big rig bought by the company he works for, Quality Custom Distribution, or QCD. It's a division of one of the largest restaurant distribution companies in the U.S. This electric rig is a lot different from the diesel trucks he was used to.
My first thought was how quiet they are. I was surprised because I'm so used to the vibration of the sound, the noise, the exhaust, like the fumes, the heat coming out of the bottom of the cab.
He says one of his coworkers suffered severe headaches from fumes getting in the cab.
So that's toxic for us. You know, we're in this truck 14 hours a day.
Buenrostro says he also feels better driving electric because he's helping the air quality in the local community.
And that's when you realize, hey, man, if we don't do something now, our kids' kids are going to, they're going to feel it, you know, 20, 30, 40 years from now.
California's Air Resources Board says heavy-duty vehicles spew about 9% of the state's total greenhouse gas emissions and nearly half the pollutants that cause smog. That's why the state mandate passed in April requires fleets of 50 or more trucks to be electric or hydrogen powered by 2042. Port trucks, government fleets, and local delivery companies like QCD are required to transition sooner, by 2035. But costs and deadlines concern many companies.
It's a lot of capital right now because the scale's just not there.
QCD Vice President Shane Blanchett says that at about $300,000 each, the trucks cost close to three times as much as a traditional diesel truck. But the company was able to buy them at a similar cost to diesel through grants from Southern California Edison and other partners. QCD already has 6 electric trucks, and Blanchett says another 39 are on the way.
We think this is actually a competitive advantage as we continue to transition.
Almost all of QCD's daily routes in Southern California are within 120 miles, a range current technology can handle on a single charge.
It made sense for our business.
And long term, Blanchett says the company expects savings on fuel and maintenance costs, and it plans to transition to a solar-powered charging system. California's rule is likely to have ripple effects across the nation, says UCLA climate policy expert Julia Stein.
I think we'll see other states kind of follow California's lead here.
That's what happened with California's rules on electric cars, which have been adopted by 17 other states.
Combined, that makes up about 40% of the U.S. market for passenger cars.
Stein expects a similar impact with medium and heavy-duty trucks. Back on the road, dialing up the radio in his truck, Buenrostro says he's aware he's at the cutting edge for his industry.
That's a benefit now with these trucks, you know, like, it's eco-friendly, you know, like it's new, people are scared of it, like, but it's the future.
One immediate benefit in this sweltering California summer, he says the truck's battery-powered engine is much cooler, not nearly as hot as the old diesel rigs he used to drive. In Fontana, California, I'm Aaron Stone for Marketplace.